Hey, everybody, we're back. You're listening to Food Nation Radio Network. I'm Elizabeth Doherty. We have Natalie Dupree on the phone. She is going around the country right now doing demos on how to make the perfect biscuit. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I am doing that. Hello, Elizabeth. Nice to talk to you again.
You too, because I still have not gotten it down. I still cannot make a biscuit to save my life. I've been trying for years. I mean, I did finally perfect the meatball, but that's another story. You wrote a book about this. Can you tell people a little bit about your book?
Actually, I've now got two books. We have one out called Southern Biscuits, and it was sort of a prelude to our big book, which is called Mastering the Art of Southern Cooking. And in there, we have a section on biscuits as well, because that's really how we started the biscuit book, was that we started writing on biscuits, and we had so much, we had to do the separate book. But here's the easiest biscuit, and this is the one that I think now that everybody should start off with.
Tell me.
First of all, you should get a self-rising flour, a southern flour, low gluten, and then buy some heavy cream.
Heavy cream, okay.
You know, cream turns into butter, so it's not any worse.
Right.
Okay, so this is just two ingredients. We call it our two-ingredient biscuit.
That's it?
That's it. Twice as much self-rising flour as heavy cream. Put the flour in a bowl, pat out a little hollow in there, and stir in your cream with a wooden spoon or a spatula. When it pulls together so that it's gloppy looking, but not wet, just sort of rugged looking, turn it out. And you can do this on a board, but if you go to the grocery store and buy some of those plastic cutting boards that are flexible, you usually can get them for $2 for $2.50, and you dump your mess out onto that floured cutting board.
Right.
Then you can use the cutting board to fold with, and you don't even get your hands dirty. But
that's smart.
Life is not perfect. Flour that surface area, dump the glop out, and then just pat out the glop a little bit with the floured hand, or with that floured cutting board folding over. And then pat it out further so that it becomes about, about half an inch thick, maybe a little less, maybe a little more. It's not important. And do that three times.
Okay.
Don't knead your dough.
Right.
You're not kneading dough. You are not even over-fondling it. You are simply patting it out. You're patting it, giving it a nice little pat and fold. You'd be amazed after three pats and folds how it comes together like a smooth dough.
That's really interesting, because I think one of the things, if you go back to the beginning there, when you're putting in the cream into the flour, do you think people tend to over mix that a little bit?
Absolutely. You just put it in, but in this case, it doesn't matter because that cream has so much fat in it and you're not adding extra water. And I think that's why this is such a great recipe and helps people so much, because it makes them feel comfortable when they get that gloppy mess. Then when they start doing one with, you know, their mother's favorite lard or Crisco or whatever it is, then they have more confidence because they know what they're aiming for.
This is my problem. So, I have a biscuit confidence problem.
That's it. And then, of course, I cut mine out with a pastry cutter. And the closer together you put your little rounds, the less waste you will have. And then rather than the kneading, you take all your little pieces and pile them together and fold it one more time. So then you cut it out again.
Now, when you pat it down and then fold it, you pat it down to about a half inch or a little less, and then you fold it. So when you're done, do you have about a 1-inch biscuit?
Okay. The size of the biscuit is really dependent on you. And what I recommend is that you try practice doing a several different sizes.
Okay.
But I use either a cake pan or a very small little pan like would go with, that would go in a toaster oven.
Okay.
And remember, if you use a dark pan, then your biscuits are going to be darker.
Right.
And if you use a light pan, they're going to be lighter.
You going to brush them with anything?
I would brush them with butter before I put them in the oven.
Ooh.
And then I put them on the top rack, and I put them in, and then about halfway through, 10 minutes, about 5 when it's through, I reach in and I turn the pan around mm-hmm. because nothing's ever even.
Right.
And cook them, you know, another 10 minutes. Then I brush them with butter before I put them in. And then I pull them out when they're light brown on top. You should get a very satisfactory biscuit the first time.
So how can people get your book?
Well, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, anywhere. One is Mastering the Art of Southern Cooking.
Books, yes.
And that's about 500 and some pages.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. Natalie Dupree from PBS fame and author of many, many books. Thanks for joining us on this show and teaching me how to make some biscuits.
Nice to be here. Thanks, Elizabeth.